This is Greg Carey. Rod's radio career was one of the most diversified and successful in Queensland and Australian history. Many specialised in one field, Rod distinguished himself in many. As a newsreader, he combined accuracy with authority and an understanding of the subject matter. As a sports commentator, he was knowledgeable and humorous. As a caller of sports events, he was outstanding, accurate, passionate, and with a great awareness of the events he was describing. As a general broadcaster, he displayed a diversity of interests and a wonderful capacity to share them in a way that always attracted a wide audience. Rod was amongst the very best in all these areas, but he wore that success lightly. He wore it with humility, a smile, and the professionalism of the tradesman simply wanting to get a good job done. And he certainly did that every time. Every day of every week, of every month, of every one of the many of his years behind the mic. He always arrived ready to play and aspiring to excellence. And at times he marked himself harshly, but that too is the habit of those who are the very best. Rod cared deeply about his family and he loved them greatly. He cared about his listeners, enough to give them his all, his opinions, his sincerely held beliefs, and his terrific sense of humour. His legacy is well earned and will long endure. A fine man, a great broadcaster, and the industry of which he was such an honoured member, will remember him always with gratitude and respect.
The public servants, paramedics and many others were out on the streets of the CBD and demanding a bigger pay rise than the government had at that stage offered. And I said at the time, hang on a second, some of these public servants are doing it okay, aren't they? They've got flexi time and all that sort of stuff. Well, I got hammered. They hammered me.
Hi, it's Peter Dick here. I had immense enjoyment working with Rod Tiley. One of the stories I think that really epitomises Rod Tiley, he was working at a radio station for, I reckon, about 20 years. He would have been in his 50s. He was doing a program with some other people, and he was asked to do something that he found unsavoury. It was either a swear word or something like that. It was one of these FM stations. He was asked to do something that he found offensive and didn't want to do. So he told the program director, "I'm not going to do it." And the program director said, "Well, you are going to do it." He said, "I'm not going to do it." So the manager said to him, "You've got two choices, Rod. You can either do it or you can resign." Guess what? He resigned. And that sort of sums up Rod Tiley. At that stage of his life, after all those years working at that station, he decided to stand firm and be the bloke that he is, an authentic bloke.
Hi, this is Bill Reiner, formerly working with Rod Tiley in the early years of 4MMM in Brisbane, Australia. Rod was originally hired as news director and became a very, very well-known news anchor with The Breakfast Show and Bill Healy in the late 1980s as they forged the number one breakfast show in Brisbane. He became known in the 80s as Mr. T. Now, the story of his nickname came about. Mr. T, at the time, people that were around in the 80s would know the name as an actor who was in the A-Team, also in a Rocky, one of the Rocky franchises. Mr. T was an ex-professional wrestler who wore an African warrior hairstyle, a lot of gold jewelry, and played a tough guy all the time, which was the exact opposite of what our Mr. T was, Rod Tiley, who was a total gentleman. He lost his temper occasionally, but he was a good, solid man that had a gift of being able to be on the radio and come through as the person that he was, right through the speaker to many receivers. The Mr. T nickname was given to Rod just as a thing that eventually stuck, and I think that's what he became known as for many years.
Hey, it's Jamie Dunn. I have known Mr. T most of my radio life, and, you know, I'm kind of known for being able to run a razor blade down someone's arm verbally if I have a problem with it. But do never get into an argument with Mr. T. I will tell you, I saw a self-ticketed, little bit pompous radio person take Mr. T on in the corridor one morning. And this person said, "Listen, I've been in radio 17 years, and without one blink of an eye, Mr. T came back and said, yeah, mate, that's 1 year, 17 times.
For years and years and years, Murray and I have been with the National Australia Bank. To get to someone at the Brookside branch of the National Australia Bank, where we bank, you have to go through 13 hoops and around a merry-go-round, and I'm still waiting for the call. I want to talk to someone at Brookside. So then the personal banker said, well, I can ring Brookside, and they will call you back. Well, the reality is, it is now 12:15 in the afternoon. This discussion happened at 4:30 yesterday afternoon, and I'm still waiting for a call from anybody at Brookside. Even if Santa Claus would ring, could the Tooth Fairy give me a ring? The NAB can stick it. Big time. Kiss my funds goodbye, and thanks for nothing, NAB. You've been bloody hopeless.
Hi, this is Loretta Ryan, and one of the greatest memories I have in working with Rod is not only working in the newsroom and on the show Blood, Sweat, Tears on Triple M, they were absolutely fantastic times, but one of my greatest memories is actually being in the corporate head of the river rowing event with Rod. We had a team of eight, and we actually got to the semi-finals, I think, until another boat rammed into us, and of course we didn't win, but we trained every morning for probably about 8 weeks. We had the best time, and I'll never forget that, and I'll never forget wearing that terrible suit that I had to wear in those terrace colours. It was a great time.
Hi, this is Claire Blake. Rod Tiley has spent the last half decade in Perth, where I recently listened to his last show. And one of his colleagues really nailed it when he spoke about Rod's acumen. There is nothing he couldn't do. Present, read news, write news, run the panel, and he can fix whatever is wrong with your computer. And he's great at all those things. And if you got on the wrong side of Rod, you were likely in the wrong. And he makes people feel safe. You always know where he sits on a topic because he'll tell you. And he'd tell the head of the company as well. And history will show he was usually right. But if you've heard Rod Tiley on the radio, you probably know this about him. What you might not know is he is deeply devoted to fairness. Women love working with him, and so do men. And if you worked with him, you're under his care. He came to my house, ripped up carpet in 39 degree heat. He gave me a job in the newsroom to stop me walking away from radio. And what he gave to those who worked with him was time and his extraordinary expertise. But I will remember him most for his utter devotion to his family. Mari, the boys, and his grandkids hit the jackpot with Rod. And so did those of us who got to work with him.
Now Gower goes wide. This is Waterhouse. Got a ball back inside. Ball. Beautiful ball to Cross. Cross is just running off Waterhouse's shoulder all the time. They play it and they go to Gower. Gower, the ball meant to Nullivow, but it was on the ground, picked up by Corey Parker. Away goes Corey Parker, eventually slammed to the ground on the 30-metre line.
Yeah, g'day. It's Chris Bombalis, ACCA Bomber. I started my career in radio in Brisbane at Triple M. And guess who was the news director and gave me my first job in radio? It was none other than Rod Tiley, Mr. T. It was like a family back in those days at Austereo. Really enjoyed it. While he was fiery and at times a tough boss, he was fair. He was a great bloke. And really enjoyed working with him. He taught me the basics and set me off on a career that has really been kind to me.
The very, 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 very famous Leo Sayer. How are you, mate?
I like all those berries. That's good. Yeah, I counted those.
How do you keep that much hair when you're approaching 60?
G'day, it's Ian Skippin here. I have a great smile when I think of this instance of Rod. We were doing an outside broadcast from the snow with Don Lynch and Mr. T and myself down on the snow, red boat. So it was dark and we somehow get hold of a skidoo. Mr. T decided he would captain the skidoo with Donna to go and do some recording to play the next day in our breakfast show with the morning crew. So they are there. It's dark. The Skidoo is revving. Mr. T's at the front. He's got it gunning. She zooms up the slope over a rise. Unbeknown to Mr. T and Donna, over the rise, there is a snow creek. And away she went. He buried the Skidoo into the creek to the tune of, oh, my God! Echoing across the ski fields. And Donna in the back, wet and shivering, they came back and the recording was in my hands. I'm in the resort, rolling around in the corridors, in my undies, I might add, not a nice sight, but I was in hysterics because every time I played this, all I could get was this, oh my God! And Donna's screeching, and of course, the motor of the Skidoo gurgling under the water. He didn't think it was that funny at the time, as I said, we've got to play this. We've got to use it on the radio the next morning with the morning crew. Anyway, he relented, and we played it the next day. And every time I think of that instance, I think of Mr. T, the intrepid captain on the Skidoo, it just gives me a big smile and a laugh. A legend broadcaster, a great radio man. He could take on anything. He did it with passion. He was passionate about news. He was passionate about being a great broadcaster. He was and always will be.
Hi, this is Donna Lynch. Mr. T, gosh, there's so many memories, and we put in a lot of years together. He was always the person, like the father figure, that towed the straight and narrow, and we used to have great chats on our Catholic religion. And, of course, he was the best phantom race caller at Melbourne Cup time. The best thing about Rod Tiley, he was a great radio man and still is a great radio man and will always be a great radio man. He is just a passionate Queenslander. I couldn't stand him at State of Origin time.
And bingo, Rocket Watch, every child is a winner.
My name's Sally Quayle, and I've known Rod for 30 years. I first met him when I was a schoolgirl doing work experience at FM 104, and it was Rod who offered me the first opportunity to get into newsreading. We went on to work together at two radio stations. He believed in me, nurtured me, supported me, defended me, yelled at me when necessary, and basically became another father figure to me. I learned to type just like Rod, that is, with two fat fingers slamming down on the keyboard with incredible force. And I learned to love McDonald's for breakfast just like Rod. He's probably still wondering where his missing hash browns went. We had so many laughs together, and it's Rod's sharp wit and humour that I will never forget.
This is Robin Ironside. I worked with Mr. T almost as soon as I'd left uni at FM 104. He was my first boss, and he was known as the red-headed terror around the corridors of FM 104, and he enjoyed his sport above all else. I can still hear him rampaging about after one particularly big Maroons win, thundering 36-6 to anyone within earshot. He suffered fools, not at all, but he was very patient with those closest to him, including his own newsroom staff. He loved his family, he loved sport, rowing and rugby in particular spring to mind, and news as well, pretty much in that order. He was very generous with his time and very nurturing of interns like me. It's almost impossible to believe something could bring down Mr. T. To me, he was larger than life, utterly invincible, and I was always and still am a bit in awe of him.
Unbelievable. Wonderful game of football here at the foot of the Blue Mountains. The skinny winners over Brisbane, 22 points to 20. Rod Tiley saying goodbye from Penrith Stadium.